Some of classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz's favorite performers, past and present, had records out this year, but they didn't all get the attention Lloyd thinks they deserve. Here's his list of some of the unsung releases of 1993.
In my book, the most expressive instrumentalists of this century are pianist Artur Schnabel, violinist Joseph Sigetti, and cellist Pablo Casals. The three of them never made a recording together, but back in 1948, Schnabel and Sigetti did a concert tour, and their recital at the Frick Collection in New York was preserved from a radio broadcast. The British label Pearl has issued the complete concert, two Beethoven sonatas, and Mozart's E-flat violin sonata, K-481, which has one of Mozart's most heartbreaking slow movements. This is the most extraordinary chamber performance I've ever heard, a profound, endlessly surprising, and riveting conversation between two of the most humane voices in the history of music. Four years later, Sigetti and Casals made their only chamber music recording together, Brahms's Second Piano Trio, with Dame Myra Hess at the piano. It was already out of print when I started collecting records. Sony has finally reissued it in its hard-to-find Masterworks Portrait CD series. I don't know a richer sound than Sigetti and Casals playing together. Some long-lost performances by another great pianist, Glenn Gould, have turned up on Sony's Glenn Gould edition. Gould's deeply touching set of English Renaissance music by William Byrd and Orlando Gibbons is a special treasure. Lots of recordings by my favorite living conductor, Pierre Boulez, have been released this year. New performances on Deutsche Grammophon made with a dazzling new recording process. And his marvelous Schoenberg recordings from the 1970s. Listen to Boulez before you make up your mind to hate Schoenberg. But best of all are his live Mahler performances with the BBC Symphony. Boulez never made a commercial recording of a complete Mahler symphony. But on the Artists Live Recordings label, you can now hear why Boulez's Mahler is legendary. His Mahler Third is an overwhelming apocalyptic vision, yet it's also one of the tenderest Mahler performances I've ever heard. Thank you. Heavenly in a more chaste way are the six-part motets of Heinrich Schütz. The recording on Koch International by Craig Smith and the wonderful Emmanuel Music Chorus is perfect music for this holiday season, less popular than Handel's Messiah, but perhaps more deeply spiritual. Here's Schütz's sublime version of I Know That My Redeemer Liveth. What a privilege it is to hear the very greatest music performed on the very highest level. I wish I had time to play you all the recordings by these artists to come out this year. Both the Music and Arts label and Pearl have added to the list of live recordings of Schnabel and Sigeti. Sony's Glenn Gould edition and numerous Boulez releases should provide pleasure well beyond the new year. Happy holiday.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix.